Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to komensinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. You can also go to our website and send us messages about things that are happening in your community, in your state, in your area. We'd love to hear about it, and we'd love to share all of the things that you're doing in your community with our listeners. Or you can send us correspondence in the mail by sending it to 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Or simply phone us at 318-445-5658. And that's the way that you can connect with us. You can go to our website at any time and find out what's going on, what's coming up on the OPT. Our web editor does an incredible job, Mary Hollingsworth, at keeping our website on point. So we thank Mary. And you can also go to the site, as I said earlier, and listen live in any part of the country. So we welcome all of our online listeners this morning. And as we talk about welcoming people, DC, on yesterday, after we left the studio, we went over to Dr. Jones's office, whom we just trust and believe in. And we had to take our aunt over for a visit, and we got to meet some very incredibly warm and nice people. And let me just send a big shout out to LaKendra Stevens and her dad, Paul Hayes. They were at Dr. Jones's office. And he said, you know, I didn't know if Dr. Jones was going to be here or not. I heard him on the radio, and I didn't think he was going to be here. And they say that they listen to the show every single day. And we just want to thank you all for listening. And as we said yesterday, it just blesses us when we meet people along the way, so unexpected, that say, you know what, we listen to the show every morning, and we appreciate that. That encourages us. We invite you to continue listening, tell a friend, and stay on point. It's Thursday morning, if you're just getting your morning started, August the 16th. And you know, I got to remind you all about back to school. I know a lot of kids are starting tomorrow for the very first day, so they're going to have an incredibly short week. Really not a week at all, a day. But then there are those kids that started on Monday. And as we're driving in, we see a few school buses rolling. So we like to remind you about those school zones. And even in areas where school has not actually started, the school zones caution lights are flashing. So it's just a reminder to all of us that school is soon to be back in session, and that we need to slow it down, make sure that we're observing the speed limits through those school zones and just throughout the city, because as I've been saying, there's still kids that are enjoying the last minute of summer, and they're out and about, not to mention the kids that are headed to school this morning. So please be careful, and remember that 9 o'clock is the magic hour, and those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So we want to remind you to stay engaged. And you know, I don't really know what it'll take to get us all off cell phones. You know, they have become just a way of life, and it seems that we can't live without them. But they're responsible for so many accidents and so many things happening because we're locked into texting and emailing. And, you know, I just say, try to be the change that you want to see in your own vehicle with that. And I know that I am trying daily not to use the phone while I'm driving, because it's just so very dangerous. One thing I want to remind you about, as we've asked you to go to our website, go to our office address and send us correspondence, we have gotten correspondence from Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church, and they are having and sponsoring a health fair. And that is something that is incredibly wonderful for churches to do. This is going to happen on August the 25th, and it's going to start at 9 in the morning, and it's going to go until 1 p.m. And the location is 11967 Highway 71 South in Cheneyville, our community. Cheneyville is always being the change that they want to see, and starting with their churches and their community. And so what they're going to do at the health fair, DC, is they're going to have blood pressure checks. They're going to be checking for blood sugar. They're going to be having diabetes checks. And they're going to also have tips for children and even for adults about fire safety. And so it's going to be an incredible, incredible health fair. And Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church would like to invite the entire community to come out and to partake in just getting information about being healthy. And, you know, kudos to you, Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church, and also to Miss Katie, who made sure that we got this correspondence and, you know, make sure that we know what's happening in our town especially. And we want to encourage all of you to make sure that you let us know what's going on in your town. You know, Dr. Jones said something so incredibly important yesterday. He said, if there's only one thing that you do, he would hope that we would all invest in ourselves. And that means starting with the investment of our health, because if you're not healthy, you could never get to that wealthy place.
Absolutely. And this is really a good time to say, to give a big shout out to all of the churches in the area, because there's a lot of churches doing a lot of things. And we always hear people say, where's the church? Where's the church? And it's only so much a church can do. But if every church is doing something to give back to its community, then you're going to have better community. And so, you know, we're hearing a lot about different churches in different cities stepping up to the plate and doing things, because you should be doing something by way of your own community and giving back.
Absolutely. And, you know, we absolutely encourage it. And we think that the more people that step up, DC, and become the change that they want to see, as you said, it will make our communities better. It will make our communities healthier. But it starts with, first of all, getting the information out, as Katie Hayes did, just bringing it to our attention, saying, hey, can you help us to get the word out? So Katie Hayes, we want to thank you so much for being the change that you want to see in your community and in your church. And for more information, you can phone Sister Cynthia Arthur, and her number is 318-279-2447. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about an incredible, incredible woman and her journey. It's just a story of faith, love, and hope. And if you are in a place that you're unsure of this morning, this is a show you just cannot afford to miss. Stay on point. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive, or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. It's Thursday morning, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:48 a.m., and I know that I am sipping on my green tea. I don't know about you, but it seems like the allergies and the sinuses, it's just an unending battle. But I hope that your morning is off to a great start. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. And we say it every single morning, and sometimes we run from our finances where we need to be running to them to make sure that we're straight for years and years to come. And you can do that with Carol Kinder, and her number is 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are on point to serve you, serving Rapides area and surrounding areas. Also, the number to phone for more information is 318-487-1881. And we don't want to lull ourselves to sleep and forget that we are in hurricane season. So make sure that you keep that at the front of your brain. Make sure that all of your insurance is in line. Again, you can do that with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. Her number, 318-487-1881. If you're just joining the OPT Network this Thursday morning, can you believe it? The week is almost already over. And maybe it's just been a blur to us because we started school this week and it has been a hustle and bustle every single day. And I think it probably takes a couple of weeks to get really settled into the routine. So we say to all of those parents and all of the kids who have started back to school, you know what? I'm going to use a newism, DC. Easy does it. Just easy does it. just ease yourself in and make sure that you're taking care of all of the details. Well, as we switch gears this morning, I want to tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking to Dr. Mary Neal. She is an orthopedic surgeon. And we first saw her story on the Today Show. And her book is called To Heaven and Back. And it's an absolute 100% true story. And when our producers connected with Mary's publicists, Dr. Mary Neal's publicist, and we got the book was such an incredible journey of faith, hope, and love that we said, this is a story that we have got to share with our listeners. When I started reading the book, of course, in the boat, you guys know we fish pretty much every weekend and on the lake. And when I started reading the book, I absolutely could not put the book down. And the book is an incredible story of Dr. Neal's account of life after death. And, you know, you hear about these stories all the time and you wonder, you know, if you could really believe it or if it was just a dream. But when you understand the medical training and when you understand how much she understands about life and death and the body, you really understand the truth of the matter. And you really just understand how important it is to have faith. And so this morning, if you're struggling in the area of faith, especially with life and death, and you know, we have talked about for many, many months, many people losing loved ones and the challenges of grieving and the challenges of losing people that we love and how hard it is. This is a book and a story that will, for me and for us, it gave us a great sense of hope of the afterlife, especially if you're a believer. You just know that you know that there is a greater life waiting on the other side. And it is just an incredible journey, as I said, of faith and hope. And so we're going to be bringing Dr. Mary Neal up in just a little bit, in this little bit later, just a few minutes later in the show. But before we do that, as we were driving in this morning, and we always think of our listeners and sharing hope and faith and all of those things with you. And this morning, I was just wondering how you're looking at your glass or your mug, because I'm looking at my mug that I drink my tea out of every single morning. Is it half empty or is it half full? And it's really just a metaphor for how you look at life and how you look at situations. And I choose to look at every situation as half full or full, because it goes back to that word, possibility. And yesterday, I was talking to my brother, and every time we have conversations, we have these wonderfully, really deep conversations about life and our journeys and where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. And he said to me, and it was just so powerful, because what we try to share every morning is putting out in the universe what you hope for, what you expect for. And he said, you know what you have to do, sis, is he said, you have to just tell the universe what you want, God and the universe, what you want. And don't tell it what you don't want. And it was just, even though I say it every single day, it was like a light switch. And I just get it. And I hope that you get it this morning, that whatever it is that you're believing for, whatever it is that you're dreaming about and hoping for, all you got to do is put it out there, because the principles just work. But they only work when you work it. And that means opening up your mouth and saying what you'd like to have. And the more that you say it, the more that you'll begin to believe the manifestation. And DC and I have this saying that we've had for years that the mind is a powerful tool. And whatever you tell it, it'll believe it. So if you're driving in this morning and you're confessing already that you're tired, guess what's going to happen? Your body is going to take on the manifestation of being tired. But if you just shake that off and you look at your metaphorical glass or mug or whatever it is, and you say it's full, it's more than full, then you start to believe that. And so we've got to be careful about what we're saying, what's coming out of our mouths. And especially with our kids, we're starting a new season, a new school year, lots going on. Last year is absolutely in the can. It's over. You can't change a thing about it. But what you can do is you can change the confessions about what you're saying for this year and this moment and this time. And so we want you this morning to start to confess what you want to have. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to bring Dr. Mary Neal up, and you're going to just partake in her incredible, incredible story. It's a story you don't want to miss. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Remember all the things we wanted. Now all our memories, they're haunted. We were always meant to say goodbye. Even with our fists held high, it never would have worked out right, yeah. We were never meant for to die. I didn't want us to burn. Didn't come here to hurt you, now I can't stop. I want you to know that it doesn't matter where we take this road. Someone's gotta go, and I want you to know you couldn't have loved me better, but I want you to move. To find another that doesn't always make you wanna cry. Started with a perfect kiss, then we could feel the poison set in. Perfect couldn't keep this love alive. You know that I love you so.
AAYT 88.1, Regina, Alexandria.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and the credit union with a heart. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, well, you know what to do. Stop at Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the show this morning, I've already told you a little bit about Dr. Mary Neal, but let me introduce you to her formally. Dr. Mary Neal is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and a former director of spine surgery at the University of Southern California and the founding partner of the Orthopedic Associates of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She received her medical degree from the University of California at Los Angeles School of Medicine, where she trained in general surgery before completing an orthopedic surgery residence in the University of California, Southern California, and she went on to do her fellowship and do all of the great things. She is an avid sportswoman, but most importantly right now, she is the author of To Heaven and Back, a doctor's extraordinary account of her death, heaven, angels, and life again. It's a true story,
It is an extraordinary story, and we welcome Dr. Neal to the OPT Network. Dr. Neal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, I was telling our listeners, as I was telling you before we started the show, that this is such an incredible story. And it's one of those stories that you just almost don't know where to start, Dr. Neal. So we'll start from when you really had your first encounter with God at 16 years old. Let's pick the story up right there.
Well, I was, I think, a pretty typical teenager in that I was filled with all the angst of many teenagers in every year. But that was in the 1950s, early 1960s, and my parents divorced, which at that time was somewhat scandalous. And I went down the typical road of trying to, you know, figure out who I was and what I was. And, you know, I certainly was involved, and my friends were involved in poor choices. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, one day we were in a car accident, and as the car was rolling down this ravine, I clearly heard God tell me, you know, I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. It was sort of surprising. I did grow up in the church. I did go to Sunday school. But again, I think very typical of that age. I went to Sunday school and went to Sunday church service and had my, you know, punch and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Church was a Sunday morning thing.
It was a ritual.
And I don't remember ever being expected to incorporate spirituality into my life, other than, you know, being a good person and being honest and, you know, all of those things. But I think it was pretty common back then that you didn't really talk about your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think about it, and I certainly didn't. And when I was in this car accident, it was definitely, you know, a typical, quote, wake-up call.
Right. And this was at 16. And this was at 16 years old, right?
It was.
Okay.
Yep. And I, at that time, I thought, well, okay, my life is sort of going not down a very good path.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I thought, well, perhaps this is all real. And I'm a little embarrassed to say that I didn't have a wake-up call and go, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. It's definitely all real.
Right.
I just sort of thought, oh, well, that's interesting. And, you know, I thought perhaps maybe it was just a hallucination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And didn't really believe that it was God in his truest form.
I don't think so. I shouldn't say that. I actually thought it was, but it didn't sink in as, wow, this is an incredible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it did change my life. I did come out of that experience thinking, okay, I need to reevaluate my choices, my friends, my direction.
Mm-hmm. And so as you evolve and then you come home and you grow up and you go to medical school, you know, talk about your spiritual life or where you are with God, you know, during that time.
Well, again, I think I followed a pretty common and very typical course in that in high school, after the car accident and after I sort of renewed my faith, renewed my spirituality, I did accept Christ as my Savior for my own. I had been baptized and that sort of thing, but
mm-hmm.
I took it on for my own.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, that was great. But as so often is the case, I was very busy. You know, I went to college and
mm-hmm.
medical school and residency, and then I was married, and then I had one kid and two kids and four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout that time, I was just too busy, really, to think about my spirituality. It's like the details of life kind of crowd out something.
Mm-hmm.
And that something, for me certainly, and I think for many people, is your spiritual life. Because that seems like something you can just sort of put God in your back pocket and pull him out when you need him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really very common, mm-hmm. because something has to give. And certainly in our culture, we always put other things first, whether it's our career or something else. And I certainly did that. Throughout those years, I did have experiences where I would be reminded of God's presence. I would be reminded of the importance of focusing on God and having a Christ-centered life. And I would intermittently make these sort of recommitments to, okay, now I'm really going to put my spiritual life first. And just like, you know, trying to lose those 5 pounds,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
After a week or so, I would just sort of slip back into my, you know, quote, typical life.
Right. Let me ask you this, Dr. Neal. Was it hard to be so honest about where you were spiritually or where you were not spiritually? Because many people, as you said, are right there right now, that they know God is and exists, but he's secondary. Was it hard to really write that part of the book?
Well, I'm embarrassed about it. Yes. The whole book was hard. I mean, I can't really claim it anymore, but prior to the writing of this book, my husband and I mean, we're very private people. We don't sort of talk about our lives or ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in writing this book, and now that I'm talking to people about it, yes, I am sort of embarrassed that I really feel like I was so hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did have reason to be a committed Christian starting from my teenage years,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't. And so it is a little difficult, a little, I mean, I feel like I should have been better. I should have been, you know, more committed.
But, you know, I think that the most important thing for you, Dr. Neal, and for all of us to remember is that there is no condemnation, you know,
right.
from God. And it's okay. And I believe that this message is so important and so critical because many people are there, have been there, and are going through exactly what you were talking about. And then there was that moment when you and your family were on vacation in Chile. And I want you to take us, I want you to rewind to that moment when you are on vacation and this terrible accident happens.
Well, it wasn't terrible. I'll correct you on that to start with.
Okay.
That's all a matter of perspective.
Okay.
I truly see it as the greatest gift I've ever received. And that's actually one of the things I find most interesting, because over the years since that occurred, I have had many, 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 many people approach me and say, oh, gosh, I heard about that kayaking accident. That must be the most horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a single person come up to me and say, wow, that must have been so great.
Wow.
You're so fortunate to have had that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyway, so to go back, my kids weren't there.
You and your husband.
My kids were quite young, and we left them at home, and my husband and I went to Chile, to South America, to kayak, and we are avid kayakers. We've kayaked for many years, and friends of ours who are professional boaters and run a company take trips to Chile every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to go there for a week or so and kayak, and we did. And on the last day, we were kayaking down a section of a river that's well known for its waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean crazy waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Niagara Falls.
Right, right.
I'm talking about drops of 15 to 20 feet, which still may sound crazy to many people.
Right.
But for a kayaker, that's not unreasonable, and certainly within my skill set. It wasn't a crazy kind of thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances were such that I had to go over a drop that wasn't the one we had planned. And on a river, you know, you can't turn around and paddle upstream. You're committed.
Wow.
So I was committed to go over this drop, and as I crested the drop, I could see the bottom, and I could see the tremendous flow and tremendous turbulence, but I couldn't see a clean outflow or a clean exit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of thought that I'd probably hit the bottom, you know, probably not be able to stay upright, mm-hmm. come out of my boat, get tossed around a little bit, and then spit out downstream,
right.
which is never a pleasant thing.
Right.
But it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, as I hit the bottom of the drop, the front part of the boat became pinned or stuck in the rocks and the underwater features at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And my boat and I were immediately submerged. And so I'm a spine surgeon. I'm a very calm person. I don't panic in situations.
Wow.
And as a kayaker, certainly I've been underwater more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon.
So at that moment when you're pinned, with all of your training, but you're pinned and you've been underwater before, but there's still no, at that point, are you feeling that there's no reason for, to be overly concerned?
No, I wasn't particularly concerned. I wasn't happy about it.
Right.
But I wasn't particularly concerned. I just started to do the things that would normally either extricate the boat, you know, rocking it, doing things like that, or trying to extricate myself, meaning pulling my spray skirt off, pushing myself out
mm-hmm.
on the, you know, foot pedals. But what became clear to me quite quickly is that the force of the current and the volume of the water was such that my body was absolutely flattened against the front deck of the boat. And nothing I was doing was making any difference whatsoever. And I know how long I can hold my breath, and unfortunately, it's not very long.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went through the sequence, it became clear to me that I was probably going to drown.
Hold that thought.
Because I
hold
knew
that thought.
Hold that thought, doctor.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to pick the story up at that point after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about an incredible story of hope, love, and faith. We're talking to Dr. Mary Neal. Her book is called To Heaven and Back, a doctor's extraordinary account of her death, heaven, angels, and life again. And it is an incredibly true story and an extraordinary story. And when before we went to break, Dr. Neal, you were talking about being underwater and finally realizing that you're probably going to drown. Let's talk about that moment.
Yes, and I, even though I'm an absolute water person, I really have spent a lifetime fearing a drowning death.
Have you?
So, yes. So when I was at the point when I realized nothing I was doing was working and I was out of air, I was done. I'm a very pragmatic person, a very concrete thinker. And so I knew my circumstances. I knew that I was too far away from shore for anyone else to see me, let alone rescue me. And I was pretty concrete. I knew I was going to drown. And I was a little disappointed in myself for having gotten myself into that circumstance. I'm a pretty self-reliant person.
And let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, Dr. Neal, because before you even went out on the river, as I was reading the book, I said to myself, now with all the experiences, and people have got to read the book, because you had some incredible things happen to you, spiritual things that you just knew had to be work. You knew they had to be of God. I said, did you get a check in your spirit before you even got yourself in that kayak not to get in the kayak?
I did, and I ignored it.
Mm.
And if it were to happen again today, I believe that I would be more aware and more observant.
Tell me what that check was like.
Well, nothing was right. I mean, I am reasonably in tune with how I feel or what the atmosphere is. Mm-hmm. And when we put into the river on that day, nothing was right. My husband had woken up with severe back pain, which he'd never had before.
And let me just tell people that your husband is too an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
Okay, so he
and
wakes
so
up
he
with
chose
go ahead.
Not to boat that day because this part of the river was very inaccessible, and once you were on the river, you were committed. There's no way out. I mean, that happened. I was paddling then with these friends of ours who I'm entirely comfortable with. But then there were some other Americans there who I'd never paddled with, and they were making me feel very uneasy. There was one person in particular. I felt very uneasy, which is unusual for me. And I sort of just wrote it off to being nervous. But I think looking back on it, there were a couple of other people who were on the river that day who also felt very uneasy. Now, it's easy for me to look back at that and say, well, if it happened today, I just wouldn't go.
Right.
But, you know, it's always easy to say that retrospectively. Prospectively, I think it's very difficult. Every day you have to wake up and sort of try to tune the radio to God's frequency. I mean, you have to always be trying to be aware and be asking, am I going in the right direction? Am I going in the right direction? Am I going in the right direction?
Right.
And it's hard.
It is.
I think it's really hard.
It is
to
hard.
Know for sure.
It is
so
hard. But
I don't
know
if I would do it differently or not. In fact, I probably, frankly, if I look retrospectively at the whole thing, even if I knew the moment I was putting on the river what was ahead of me, I would not change it.
Wow, that's powerful.
I mean, I truly believe this was the greatest gift I could ever be given. And so even though it's, you know, it was certainly a challenge in many aspects, even if I knew that future, I still would have gone.
Because actually what you had, Dr. Neal, was a divine appointment with God and his angels.
I did.
And so when you're drowning and you know from the medical perspective, the clinical perspective, that you're drowning, what is that like?
Well, It was interesting because I, as I said, have always sort of feared a drowning death. And I made a very conscious choice, not saying, oh, God, come and save me.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a very conscious choice and asked very sincerely that God's will be done.
Wow.
And the moment I asked that, I was immediately overcome with a very, very physical sensation of being held and comforted and reassured that everything was fine. My husband would be fine. My children would be fine. And it's that word fine. It's not, you know, happy and mm-hmm. everything's wonderful, but they would be fine. And I never felt fear. I never felt panic. I never felt a sense of air hunger. It was interesting because, as I said, I'm a very pragmatic and I'm an analytical person.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was being held and reassured and comforted, and we went through a little bit of a life review, not so much looking at events in an isolated, judgmental way, but looking at the unseen ripple effects of those events.
What does
My
that mean?
What
does that mean? What does that mean, the unseen ripple effects of life?
Here's the thing. Every decision you make, every action you take, every thing you say to people has an effect. And some of those things we can readily understand and see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's that whole chain reaction. It doesn't even have to be your words. You go through the line at the grocery store and you interact with the checker.
Mm-hmm.
And your interaction can be uplifting,
mm-hmm.
not only to that person, but to the people who are in line in front of you and back of you. Someone down at some other aisle may watch you, and you may be a jerk, and they may be turned away from the church because they see you and they go, oh,
mm-hmm.
and you call yourself a Christian.
Exactly.
You don't know what your choices and what your behavior does
right.
to other people. And it's sort of like I like to imagine, I mean, God absolutely has a plan for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of our lives is so important. And I like to imagine that it's this huge, very beautiful, very intricate tapestry. And we're each a little thread. And we don't see the big picture. We don't understand that we're part of this incredibly beautiful tapestry.
Right.
Because, we're a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at the threads around us, and we focus on such a small part of the big picture.
Right. And so at that moment, though, Dr. Neal, so you're having this moment of your life, sort of a rundown of your life and what it's been, and the effects that it's had on others. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, and the part that was so profound for me was really seeing and having this complete understanding of how many ripple effects there are and how important every decision, every choice, every action, everything is. Every moment of every day is important.
So were you faced with all of that? Were you faced with all of that at that time?
Yes. And during that time, I was still aware of my circumstances. I could still feel the current. I could still feel the boat. My little thought balloon off to the side was sort of thinking, gosh, this is really curious. I know intellectually that I've been underwater too long to be alive.
Wow.
But I feel more alive than I've ever felt. And this feels more real than anything I've ever felt. And I could still feel the current pulling my body out of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel as my body went over the front deck and my knees bent back on themselves, I could feel the bones breaking.
Wow.
But I had no pain. I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt wonderful.
And so is there a moment, Dr. Neal, where you literally feel, and you talk about it in the book, where you literally feel your soul lift up, or your spirit lift up out of your body?
Yes. As my body was sort of slowly inching its way out of the boat, I could feel my spirit sort of peeling away from my body, sort of like peeling apart two pieces of tape. And when my body broke free, I could feel my spirit break free. And then I rose up and out of the water, and I was greeted by this group of, spirits, beings, angels. I'm never really quite sure what to call them, because those words mean different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
But they were absolutely overjoyed to see me, and I was overjoyed to see them. And it was interesting, because it was only when I was with them and I could simultaneously look at the river and see my body pulled to the shore and watch as CPR was initiated that I sort of, you know, scratched my head and thought, okay, well, I guess this is it. I am dead.
Wow.
And the thing that was surprising to me, and as I said earlier, I absolutely would have stated before this happened that I was a Christian. I absolutely bought in to, you know, the idea of all of it. I believed in God. I hoped that there was something after death, some sort of life after death.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any preconceptions. And so when this happened to me, it was a little surprising, because I love my husband and I love my children more than I can ever imagine loving something on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was there watching CPR being initiated, I had absolutely no desire whatsoever to return to my body, to return to earth, to return to my family. I had been reassured that they would be fine. And these spirits or these beings were taking me down this exceptionally beautiful path to this great dome structure of sorts that I knew was the entrance to God's kingdom.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Dr. Neal. Let me get a quick break, and we'll talk about what heaven looks like on the other side right after this. Harold Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Harold can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember,
Anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. If you're just joining us, what an incredible story to heaven and back. Dr. Mary Neal is the author. And before we went to break, we were talking about after her spirit peels away, as Mary describes it, and lifts up into heaven. You are ushered into the presence of angels or into the presence of God. And let's talk about what happens then.
Well, they started taking me down this exceptionally beautiful path toward this great dome structure of sorts that was not only exploding with beauty and color, but absolutely exploding with this pure, absolute, complete, and tangible love of God. It was as though I could not only feel it, but I could see it and hear it and taste it. Mm. It was all that mattered. And I could hardly wait to get there. I just wanted to run down this path. Because the other part of this that was really surprising to me is that I absolutely felt like I was home. I was just overcome with this sense of I'm where I belong.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, your friends have managed to get your body out of the water.
Yes.
And they begin to try, and there's a very vivid description about what you look like when they finally pluck you from the water. I mean, you had been submerged at this point for at least 15 or more minutes.
Yes. From their counting, it was probably more like 20, 25. It was a long time. And they actually would be the first to state categorically that they didn't rescue me. Basically, the current sucked my body out of the boat and pulled it downstream.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, it had ripped off my helmet and life jacket and all those sorts of things. And one of the guys saw my life jacket pop up and dove in to recover it, to give it to my husband. Mm-hmm. And only when he was pulling that out of the water and sort of stand, you know, sitting mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. he felt my body bump into him. So then he was able to reach down and grab my wrist and pulled me over. And this particular guy was he's a very dear friend of ours, but he was a young man at the time. Mm-hmm. And as they started CPR and I was leaving, he would look up, and I felt like he was looking right at me, but he would keep calling to me to please come back and take a breath, and please come back and take a breath. And he looked so innocent and vulnerable mm-hmm. that I would be going down this path, and time and dimension was a little bit different. There's no way for me to describe it. Mm-hmm. But I was able to simultaneously go down this path and look back at the river and see that scene. And intermittently, I'd be overcome with compassion for this guy, and I would go back, lie down, take a breath, and then leave.
Wow.
Thinking I had done what he asked. And I became so frustrated with him because this, you know, occurred again and again. Mm-hmm. And I kept wanting to shake him and say, look, don't you get it? Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back.
Wow.
And talking to him later, he was equally frustrated with me because I would come back and take a breath, uh-huh. and then I would stop breathing. Mm-hmm. And then I would take a breath and stop breathing. And he wanted to strangle me, mm-hmm. saying, look, just stay here.
Right.
And, so it was interesting.
And so but then you come out, your spirit is out of the body, and then you meet some angels or heavenly beings in heaven that share some things with you. Let's talk about what you talked about.
Well, we finally did arrive at this entrance hall of sorts, and I just can't express how much excitement I was filled with. I just wanted to step over the threshold. Mm-hmm. And at that point, everyone inside, other spirits they looked up and they were overjoyed to see me. And then
did you recognize any of them?
Well, it's funny because I knew that I knew them. I knew that I'd loved them. Mm-hmm. And I knew that they had known me and loved me. But it's sort of one of those things. I wish now, of course, that I had taken note of everything.
Ask more questions.
Yes, exactly. But at the time, they were physical forms, head, body, that sort of a thing. And they were very brilliant. And the edges were somewhat indistinct. But it's interesting because I didn't care who they were, in the sense that my only goal was to get to this entrance hall of sorts. And I didn't really think it was important or take the time to look at me mm-hmm. and say, okay, well, gee, do I have arms and legs? Or to look at them and recognize them as, gee, that's my grandfather or mm-hmm. people like that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to explain that, but I knew that I knew them. Mm-hmm. I knew that I loved them, and I just wanted to get to the end of the path.
Okay, but you never. Do you ever really get to the end of the path, though?
Well, we did. We got to the entrance, and just as I was going to step through, this sense of disappointment descended on everyone, and they told me that it wasn't my time. That I had to go back to Earth. I had more work to do, and so I never did step across the threshold. At that point, as my kids would say, I was kicked out. and I wasn't happy about it. Mm-hmm. And so they did give me some information on things I was still expected to do.
And let's talk about those.
Back down the path.
Let's talk about those things before you get kicked back down the path, about those things that you were expected to do, because they're really, really critical in the story.
Yeah. Well, there were a number of things. The two biggest things had to do with the expected role I would play at the death of my oldest son. Mm. And the most important job I had to do was to share my experiences and basically share my story with others. And in giving of myself in that way and sharing those experiences, I would then help others turn their challenges, face their challenges, with hope, with gratitude, and really see them as opportunities for spiritual growth.
And so when you're headed back down the path, you leave with some very, what I considered were some very heavy burdens. The fact that your son would die, your husband would become ill, and to share this with the world.
Right.
And so at some point, do you hope or believe that maybe this is just a bad dream?
Well, I hoped that, not that it was a bad dream.
Or a good dream,
but
with some bad things in it.
I don't believe in predestiny, meaning every moment of every day is planned.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that were the case, you know, why bother? And we have this incredible opportunity to come to Earth. And part of that is free will. And I do think that there's sort of an outline for our lives, but mm-hmm. I do think there are branch points or options. I think that
absolutely
the plan can change.
Absolutely.
Based on
your decisions.
You know, I don't know what. Based on God's will, the plan can change.
Right.
And when I came back, there is no question that from that day forward, well, even before that, but I cherished every day with my oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And I did with it changed the way I parented all my children.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question that I knew that that was a possibility.
Let me ask
someone
you this.
Someone asked
let,
me once how you could ever live with that. But I lived with that thinking that, well, the plan can change. It's possible. If it does, I'll be thrilled. And if it doesn't, then I know the role that I'm expected to play.
So let me ask you this. All that said, now you get all this word about things to happen, things to come, that your son would die, that you have to tell the world, really, because that's what I think it's tantamount to, about this experience, and all the things that encompassed leaving your body. Were you able to receive it and to embrace it and to believe it? When you got back.
Right. When I came back, I spent many months, first of all, in a state of disbelief. I just couldn't believe that I had to come back. I absolutely couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, I am a very analytical person, and I'm a scientist.
Right.
I came back, and I spent a great deal of time thinking about my experiences, trying to analyze them, looking back through medical records, talking to people involved, trying to corroborate the details that could be corroborated, and trying to think of different explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a dream? No. It definitely was not a dream, didn't have dream quality, doesn't have the same memory as a dream. Was it hallucination? No. And the final question, of course, was, well, was this just the typical sort of chemical reaction of a dying brain?
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a very handy excuse or a very handy explanation if this entire thing had lasted 4, 5, 6 minutes,
mm-hmm.
something like that. But the fact is, the people I was with are used to water rescue, water recovery. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I know timed on a watch the minimum amount of time it could have been, and I know what they believe is the more probable amount of time. And the human brain cannot survive that long. And so I spent many months coming to the conclusion that, no, this is real.
Right.
This is real. It did happen. There really is life after death. And, in fact, all of the promises of God are true. It's not a hope. It's not a faith. It was an absolute knowledge and, therefore, an absolute trust that all of those promises are true.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that point and make that transformation into a complete trust,
mm-hmm.
then truly you can face any challenge with gratitude and joy. And so I was able to think about I mean, I wouldn't call them burdens. I would call them responsibilities. I was able to think about the potential responsibilities I was going to take on and know that not only would I be able to do that because God is walking hand in hand with me,
mm-hmm.
but that's what was important. My husband oftentimes afterwards said that I didn't care about anything anymore, but really it was quite the opposite. I cared very deeply about glorifying God, mm-hmm. about the things that actually matter every day.
And which was something that wasn't, and that was something that was not and had not been a part of your makeup before this happened. Is that right?
No, I would like to think I was a good person and nice and moral and ethical and that I had integrity and all of those things
that are
a result of being a faithful person. But I certainly didn't think about it every moment of every day.
Right.
Whereas there's no question that in my life today, I look at everything through the lens of God's love, God's plan for my life.
Right.
So, I look at everything differently. How could I not?
So this is what I want to do. I want to take a quick break here, Mary, but when we come back, I want to talk about how you live knowing that your son is going to die. Let's take a break here. We'll be back.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Mary Neal. The book is To Heaven and Back. And the time has, I don't know where it's gone, but this incredible story gets even more incredible because not only does Mary's little boy know at a very early age, and he actually verbalizes to you, Dr. Neal, that he's not going to live to be 18. And then when you go into heaven, you sort of get this confirmation. And so I ask you how you live with that.
Well, I've been asked that before as well. And I will say that when I was told about my expected role after his death, after my drowning.
Mm-hmm. Who told you? Do you kind of remember how you were told in heaven?
Yes. Well, when I was kicked out, I objected. I basically said, I'm not going back. And at that time, I was given some information in terms of some of the reasons why I needed to come back. And part of that did have to do with my son's death. And because he had told this to me when he was quite young, it did not come as a surprise to me.
And so what are you thinking? I mean, are you able to put all those pieces together at that moment that your son had said that as a little kid, and then this angelic being tells you that your son will die. How do you process all of that?
Well, I knew that if that was part of God's plan, that there would be incredible beauty in it. Because there is no question that there really aren't good and bad things. There are just beautiful things. We may not see the beauty, but even things that we think of as, oh my gosh, it's terrible. I mean, you described my boating accident as horrible. Right. I describe it as wonderful. Everything is a matter of perspective. If you go back to the death of Christ, that's a guy who was betrayed by a good friend, arrested, beaten, humiliated, murdered. If that happened in 2012, we would be outraged.
Yes.
It would be all over the internet, all over the news. We'd be wringing our hands and talking about what the world is coming to and everything else. But the reality is, a couple thousand years later, we celebrate it. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to the world.
That's right.
And we may not, in fact, rarely do we really see the beauty of the event. And that goes back to what I said about my sort of life review, is really looking at how events actually play out.
Right.
And the beauty that really is in an event.
Right.
And so the idea that something's good or bad really just is a matter of perspective. And when I was told about my son's death, it goes back to this idea that if you have hope or faith, that can be shaky. It's usually based on other people's experiences, and most people don't make the transformation. They don't look for God in their own lives and make that transformation to an absolute trust. When you, for whatever reason, either through a profound experience or really just looking at your own life and seeing the little ways God is working in your life, when you make that transformation to say, yes, you know what? It's true. It's all true.
Right.
And then you accept completely the promises of God. Then you can look at every event and say, not just say, well, I think there's going to be something good that comes out of this, the old silver lining business. But you have an absolute trust that, yes, this is part of a beautiful, intricate plan of God's design. You know, I think it's hard because we always look at what we can understand and what we can comprehend.
Right.
But we have no ability whatsoever to comprehend the intensity of God's love for each of us. I mean, how can God love each of us or know each of us or have a plan for each of us? There are billions of us. How can that really be? And because we can't comprehend that, we tend to just kind of write it off. We tend to put God in a box of our own design that we can understand.
And we use our own head knowledge. And it
but
just
the fact is, God is way beyond what we can understand. There really is an incredible and beautiful plan for each one of our lives. He really does know each of us. And it's really difficult to kind of wrap our minds around that, because how can that be? We can't even love our neighbor.
Isn't
how can we love everyone?
That's right. And so, Mary, as we are so coming to be out of time, Your son does die.
Yes.
And he doesn't die at 18 like he had originally thought, but he does live to be 19. Did you question God as to why?
No. I have an absolute trust that, and I've seen some of the beauty, but I had an absolute trust that God did have a plan for my son's life, and my son embraced that plan. I am quite sure that he didn't have pain. He was joyfully greeted. I'm quite sure that he didn't want to return either. I'm sure that he was reassured that
and
he would be fine.
And he was 19, wasn't he, Dr. Neal?
He was. He was 19.
And so 1 year off of what maybe you were expecting, were you thinking that maybe there was a change in God's plan?
I thought perhaps there had been a plan change.
That's what I thought, too. I thought that, too, because at 18, and you got to people got to read the book, at 18, something so startling happened.